However, the veteran Michi Murayama of Sports Hochi noticed they weren't making any progress, and soon she was in the middle of the pavilion with them. She came back soon after to tell us we were in the wrong place. "We have to go down to the home run seats," she said, referring to seats directly behind the right field wall that are in a separate section as the rest of the pavilion. The ushers there were helpful, describing how the ball struck the portable plastic wall behind the cameraman, rolled under the barrier, and was taken by a boy in a gray jersey. Murayama found the boy and said he would speak to the group when the inning was over. The ball hawk. Abe said, "Everyone has a story. You ask them where they live, where they work, and there's usually something interesting. We're writing human interest stories with Otani as a cover. This story would be about a 14-year-old 8th grader from Monrovia, California, named Fisher Luggenbull. With his mother standing nearby, the Little League catcher gushed, 'It's like the best thing that's ever happened to me.' The reporters circled the boy and photographed him holding up the ball. They exchanged numbers with Luggenbull's father so they could send him links to the stories they produced. Competition on and off the field. While the reporters worked together to locate Luggenbull, they were also in competition with each other to post the story first. Murayama wrote hers on her phone as she walked. Ueno sent audio of the 6-minute interview to the Full Count offices in Japan, where the recording was transcribed by an English-speaking reporter who then used the quotes to write a story. Walking to the right field pavilion and back was exhausting. I mentioned this to Abe, and he reminded me, 'This was my second time doing this today.' Just as we returned to the press box, the next hitter was announced over the public address system. 'Shohei Otani!' Abe laughed and braced for another long walk. Vocabulary focus. Trot. Concourse. Insatiable. Snag. Usher. Jersey. Transcribe.